Ever catch yourself staring at a losing trade? Like really staring and wondering what in the world was I thinking? Yeah, we've all been there, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
But what if I told you this deep dive, this one right here, is going to be like a treasure map. It's going to guide you away from those common trading mistakes, you know the ones, and put you on a course toward hopefully more profitable waters. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so we're diving into some seriously timeless wisdom here. Advice that speaks directly to you, the stock trader. And trust me, this isn't just some dusty old theory. It's packed with those aha moments that can actually change your game.
You know, it's amazing how some advice just never gets old, you know? And what really struck me about this source is how direct it is. Like, it's not sugarcoating anything. It's like it looks you right in the eye and says, hey, time to own up to those losing trades.
And speaking of owning up, this source wastes no time in calling out the usual suspects when it comes to those trades that make us cringe.
Let's hear it.
Right off the bat, it's like, okay, are you guilty of these? Number one, are you relying on guesswork? Come on, be honest with yourself.
It's like throwing darts blindfolded, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Blindly following the herd. Everyone's doing it, so it must be right, right.
Right.
And then there's letting your emotions call the shots instead of, you know, a solid plan.
Oh, emotions. They'll get you every time.
They really will. Think about it. It's like trying to bake a cake by just tossing ingredients into a bowl randomly.
Mm-hmm.
You might get lucky, but chances are you're going to end up with a big old mess.
A big old mess, and no one wants that. But here's the thing that I find fascinating. This source, it actually predates the internet and all the craziness that comes with it.
Oh, you're right.
So can you imagine? Back then, information wasn't flooding in from every direction like it does now.
Yeah, no social media stock gurus.
Exactly. So in a way, they had it easy, right?
Easier, yeah.
But this source, it still stresses the importance of tuning out the noise and making your own decisions. And that's even more important today. Can you imagine trying to sift through all the so-called expert opinions and hot stock tips we're bombarded with now?
It's like everyone's suddenly a financial guru. Hey, I heard the stock is going to blow up.
Exactly. And look, it's not that you can't learn from others, but blindly following advice without doing your own research, that's a recipe for disaster. The bottom line is you're the one hitting the buy or sell button, so you've got to own those decisions.
You are the captain of your own trading ship. I like that. You can steer it however you want. Just be ready for the consequences.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of consequences, this source dives into a scenario that I'm willing to bet we've all fallen for at some point.
Yeah.
You know, you see a stock going through the roof, right? It's like a rocket ship.
To the moon.
Exactly. And you hear all this buzz about some game-changing developments, some big news, and you think, man, I got to get in on this action before I miss out.
FOMO is a powerful force.
It really is. But here's the catch, and this is where that source just nails it. What if that good news is already baked into the price?
Aw, buying the rumor, selling the news. Classic mistake.
It's like showing up to a party when the music's already stopped, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's heading home and you're like, wait, what happened?
I've been there, done that. So we've established that relying on luck or hunches or your buddy's brother-in-law's hot stock tip is about as effective as, well, trying to fly a plane blindfolded.
Yeah, maybe not the best idea.
Definitely not. So the source gets down to brass tacks and pinpoints those three major culprits behind those dreaded red numbers staring back at you from your trading account.
Yeah, hit us with those.
All right. So first up, and no big surprise here, it's the old guessing game. We kind of touched on this, but it's worth repeating. Then there's not having a well-defined plan. Not just, oh, I want to buy low and sell high, but a real detailed strategy. And finally, the one that can be the hardest to break, the tendency to keep repeating the same mistakes.
Like a broken record stuck on repeat.
Exactly. And the source is crystal clear about this. A well-defined trading plan, and I'm talking about more than just scribbling a few things on a napkin, it's non-negotiable.
It's like having a roadmap versus just wandering around hoping you'll stumble upon your destination.
Perfect analogy. A trading plan, a real one.
Yeah.
It forces you to think about all the critical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what are your entry and exit points? When exactly are you going to buy and sell? Not when your gut tells you to, but when your plan says so.
And this is where it gets tough for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Because emotions can run high when you're trading. I mean, we're all human.
Oh, absolutely. Fear and greed, they can turn even the most level-headed person into an impulsive gambler.
It's true. So how does a plan, how does that help combat that?
Think of your plan like a shield, right?
Okay, I like that.
It's there to protect you from those emotional landmines. When you've got a plan, a solid one, you're less likely to make those rash split-second decisions based on a gut feeling or, you know, because you saw some crazy headline.
It's like, okay, market's going haywire. I'm freaking out.
Right.
But wait, my plan says this.
Exactly. You've charted your course so you can stay the course even when the market throws you a curveball.
And you know what I like about this source? It doesn't just point a finger at what you're doing wrong, you know?
It's not about placing blame.
No, exactly. Instead, it throws you a lifeline. It's like, okay, you messed up, we all do, but here's how to turn things around.
It's empowering.
It really is.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the most powerful tool is also the simplest one.
Let me guess, admitting you're wrong.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? Like, admitting you don't have all the answers, that's when the real learning begins.
It's so true. And this ties back to what that source keeps hammering home. Honesty and self-awareness.
Yeah.
Those are like the cornerstones of becoming a better trader, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Because it's so easy to get caught up in trying to be right all the time, you know?
Oh, especially in the trading world.
It's like everyone wants to be the next Warren Buffett. But the real pros, the ones who consistently come out on top, they're the ones who can look at a losing trade and not even flinch. They just dissect it, figure out what went wrong, and then, boom, use it to their advantage.
They turn those losses into lessons.
Exactly.
And this source, it actually tells a story about a trader who finally figures this out.
Oh, I like a good trading story.
Yeah. So this trader, they're stuck in this cycle, right? They're following bad advice, chasing every hot tip, making impulsive decisions. Sound familiar?
Been there, or at least seen it happen.
And then something clicks. It's like a light bulb goes off, and they realize, wait a minute, I'm the one in control here.
It's a powerful realization.
It really is. So they start doing all the things we've been talking about. They build a plan. They actually stick to it. They get a handle on their risk management. They become their own trading guru.
They stop relying on someone else's catch and learn how to fish for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
I love that analogy.
And a big part of that is being honest with yourself,
right?
Like really reviewing your trades. And I'm not just talking about the wins.
Oh, we all love looking at those green numbers. It's the losses that make you squirm a little.
But those losses, man, those hold the key.
They're like a gold mine of information if you're willing to dig for it.
So we're talking about that trading journal, right?
Exactly. Every trade, good, bad, and ugly, you write it down. Why did that trade go the way it did? Did you follow your plan or did you get emotional? Was your analysis off? Was there something you completely missed? It's like holding a post-game analysis with yourself after every single trade.
And that's how you learn.
That's how you level up. And what's cool is that this whole idea, this constant review and refinement, it's not just a trading thing. Think about athletes, right?
Yeah.
They're constantly watching game film, breaking down their technique, looking for even the tiniest improvement. Or musicians, they practice their scales endlessly, honing their craft. It's all about striving for that next level.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
And trading, it's the same thing. It's a journey, not a destination. So let me ask you this. If we boil down this whole source, like we extracted its absolute essence, what would it be?
The essence.
Yeah. Like if you had to sum it up in a sentence or two, what would you say?
I'd say it's about taking control. Really taking the reins of your trading journey.
Okay, I like that, taking control.
It's about not falling for those get-rich-quick schemes. You know, the siren song?
Oh yeah, the allure of easy money, it's strong.
It really is, but this source, it reminds us that true success in trading, it comes from discipline. It comes from having a plan, a real plan, not just some vague notion of what you hope will happen.
That's just a wish list, you're right.
Exactly. And it's about learning, really learning from every single trade, especially the ones that, well, didn't go as planned.
You know, sometimes those are the best learning experiences.
Oh, without a doubt.
And what I think is really cool is how much of this wisdom, it applies beyond just, you know, the stock market.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like life lessons disguised as trading advice.
That's a good way to put it.
So think about it, right? Building a business, learning a new language, even just like trying to get healthier. A lot of these same principles apply, wouldn't you say?
100%. It all comes down to that inner game, you know, mastering yourself.
It's true. It's like, yeah, the X's and O's are important, but...
But if you don't have that mental fortitude, that self-awareness...
That discipline to actually stick to your plan when things get tough.
Exactly. That's when it all falls apart. And that's what this source really drives home for me. It's a call to action. It's like it's saying, all right, you're in the driver's seat, but are you going to take control or just let the road take you wherever it wants?
I think that's a great way to wrap this up. We've covered a lot of ground today, but it all comes back to this. Trading is more than just picking stocks. It's about understanding yourself. It's about managing your emotions and, as you said, having the discipline to stick to a plan. It's a journey, and it's one you don't have to navigate alone.
Well said. And, you know, as traders, we're always striving to improve, to learn, to become better versions of ourselves, both on and off the trading floor.
Absolutely. And I think this source has given us a lot to think about on that journey.
It certainly has.